We're checking in now with the guy that is the leading receiver through two preseason games for the Miami Dolphins, rookie Chad Bumpus. 7 catches, 111 yards in the 2 games so far. He joins us in studio. If you're watching online, you can see he is wearing his helmet. It was apparently helmet day for the rookies today, where the veterans told them that they needed to wear those helmets all day long. Is that pretty much what it was?
That's it. From sun up to sundown, you had to have your helmet on, or they shave your eyebrows.
Or they shave your eyebrows. All right, so they gave you a little motivation.
Keep it on, all right?
but no, as Chad told me when he came in here, the day is technically over. Meetings are done and over with for the day, so you can take it off if you like. We appreciate you coming in and playing along for a few minutes. Now, let's get to know Chad Bumpus and his 111 receiving yards in 2 games. First of all, you come from Tupelo, Mississippi, and when I read that, I said, I've heard of Tupelo, Mississippi before, but I couldn't figure out why I had heard of Tupelo, Mississippi, so I Googled it, and that's where Elvis is from. Presley's hometown. Is that what everybody knows about Tupelo?
That's it. We have an Elvis festival downtown every year, and a bunch of people come out. So, yep, we're pretty much known for that.
Now, is everybody an Elvis fan in town, or it's just sort of like a cool thing to hang your hat on?
I'm not sure, but I mean, a lot of people participate, so I guess it's just something fun to have around.
Very cool. So you go to Mississippi State. You're a Mississippi guy through and through. How's life in South Florida treating you so far?
It's good so far. It's really good. It's different from Mississippi. It's a lot different. But I like it. I'm having a good time so far.
Chad, it's been fun to watch you, not only at practice, but in the preseason games, because you're taking what you've learned on the practice field and moving it to when the lights are really shining on you. How have you felt so far feeling your way through practice and then getting to the preseason games?
I felt good. I've always been taught and coached that if you practice harder to show up in a game, and that's what I try to do every day, go out and get better at least one thing every day. And I feel I've done that so far in just showing up on the field.
Has it been nice to watch the veteran wide receivers and the way they go about their work and their craft at practice? Have you been able to learn a lot from watching guys like Brian Hartline and especially Brandon Gibson on the inside?
Oh, definitely. Hartline comes to work every day. He's a true professional. Every day he comes in, he's here to get better. And Brandon Gibson, with him playing in the slot, I've even asked him if there's like ways I can get his cut-up films, because I mean, everything he does is like a technician. Everything is so perfect, and it's just watching him has helped me become a better slot receiver.
Yeah, we've seen you in the slot a lot. The 45-yarder against Dallas in the first game was from the inside. Is that where you're most comfortable? Is that where you mostly played in college?
Yeah, that's the only place I played in college, actually. He basically recruited like pure slot receivers, and he had guys for the outside and always played on the inside.
Very interesting. So obviously you're very comfortable in there. It's a little bit of a specified role, but it's a niche, which can be a good thing. And when you're an undrafted guy trying to make a team, I imagine that's something kind of used to your advantage a little bit.
Yeah, I definitely do, because not everyone can play in the slot. I mean, I wouldn't say that it's really, really difficult because I've done it so much, but it takes something special to be able to read those defenses and understand what people are trying to do to you before they do it.
As a rookie, it's almost like a ladder. You get to one stage, and then you need to advance, and you need to progress in your craft. You've done it in the Dallas game. You climb the ladder again with that 23-yard seam route against the Jaguars. Are you expecting big things against Houston this week?
I mean, I always am. I mean, that's just how I carry myself. I expect to go out and play my best every time I'm on the field. So whenever the opportunity presents itself, I'm just there to make a play.
Talking to wide receiver Chad Bumpus, undrafted rookie out of Mississippi State. It's a challenge, obviously, to make the team, even if you're drafted in the later rounds as an undrafted guy more. So have you talked to anybody? Because here, there, everywhere, guys do it every year. There are undrafted guys that kind of burst onto the scene and really become major impact players for teams. Have you talked to anybody about sort of, you know, just going through this process?
Yeah, one of my teammates actually from college, Kyle Love, he played with the New England Patriots, and he was undrafted. He ended up starting a bunch of games for him, and he was just telling me that it doesn't matter how you get there, as long as you get there. And once you're there, like, I've looked at it like this. They give me an opportunity to come in and make plays, so they got me here, and I put it on myself to keep me here. So if I continue to just play and do what I can do, then everything else is on me.
What's it like catching a football from a pro quarterback like Ryan Tannehill or Matt Moore or Pat Devlin? The velocity and the accuracy and just the way it comes on you, does it get on your body faster than when you were in college?
It does, and it's so different because, I mean, don't get me wrong, I had a good quarterback in college.
No, I'm not taking anything away from him.
But, I mean, here, those guys are so much smarter, and they, like, there's not one thing about the offense they don't understand. And the defense is also so much smarter. Everybody talks about it being so much faster, but it's just the guys are so smart. So quarterback has no choice but to get it on you faster because those windows close really fast.
Chad Bumpus is here. What's your comfort level in this offense? You mentioned you're comfortable in the slot, but what about overall with this playbook, with what everybody's being asked to do?
I mean, day by day, I'm getting more comfortable. I mean, at first, it seemed like the field was a box. It seemed so small, and I was just lost out there. But now, the more I play, the more comfortable I get.
The one thing I remember about taking that step from college to playing pro football was that as a receiver, you have to learn, you may not think you're open, but you're open. I'm mm-hmm. going to try to throw you open.
Right.
Is that one thing that is different from college to pro?
Yeah, that's a big difference because in college, open is wide open.
Yes.
And now, I mean, if there's a guy on your back, you're open. So and at this level, they expect you to make that catch. And that's what you got to get used to doing.
It's the Art of Wide Receiving with Chad Bumpus, the rookie wide receiver from Mississippi State. More catches, more yards than anybody else on this team through two games. 7 receptions for 111. Great stuff so far. Look forward to more good things from you, not only Saturday night in Houston, but moving forward. Thanks for coming in.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.